Yeah. Sounds like there's just so many ways you can nurture emerging writers, not just through making it more diverse or including diverse writers, or also make more accessible, better representation. And another way that I know that you do support up-and-coming writers is by mentoring. So I was just wondering, like, how does that fit in with your festival work, and if you could talk about mentoring.
Yeah, sure. So something that's probably a bit unique to Emerging Writers Festival is that we support emerging writers in our festival work, but within our actual staff we support emerging arts leaders. Even, you know, from our board down, we really try and show those values across the board. So, you know, I've come into this position in March as executive director and co-CEO, and that's been an amazing opportunity for me to step into an executive position from, you know, like more of an arts manager position, and certainly learn a lot more and get a lot more experience in my career that maybe I wouldn't be afforded at other companies who are expecting a certain level of experience, or that I would have done that role somewhere else before. And so part of the idea of really supporting emerging arts leaders is having that same philosophy for our staff. So a lot of them are might be emerging writers with their own practice who are also interested in behind the scenes of festival management, operations, marketing. We take on about 6 creative producer interns a year who often have their own writing practice, and we give them budget to curate their own events. And they usually have never done anything like that before, so we really lead them through the process of curating a program and reaching out to artists, contracting, budgeting, event management and delivery, and really give them that opportunity as well.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about our audience tonight and how many of the people both here and listening online might be keen to know how they can get involved in festivals, whether it be behind the scenes or attending and asking questions from writers who are presenting, or like you say, doing an internship with you, or how can they get involved? What are the different ways?
Well, at EWF there's the creative internships, which will start to be advertised this month, actually, to start recruiting for early next year. There's also opportunities to volunteer with the festival, so that's generally when the festival rolls around, you'd be helping maybe on some front of house or some ticketing, or even managing artists backstage. That's a really good way to kind of try your hand at some of the more event type stuff, but it also means that you get access to writers and to the staff as well, and it's a way, I guess, to be slightly more involved than just attending as an audience member. What other ways can you be involved? We run a year. We have some activities that we do outside the festival that we run. We run a couple of events in Sydney. One that's usually at the start of the year called Between the Covers, in partnership with Macquarie University. That's a day of programming that's a bit framed like a bit of a masterclass, and have panels and artists talking and things like that. We do another one in partnership with our publishing partner Hachette called Inside the Publishing House, and that happens in November each year. It's a full-day masterclass held in the offices of Hachette in Sydney, where the various publishers within Hachette come and have a chat. is quite intimate in the sense that there's about 35 tickets, so there's lots of opportunities to ask questions of the publishers and get some insight. They also lead a bit of a pitching masterclass about how to pitch your work, and then at the end of the day you get an opportunity to actually pitch something to the publishers there as a bit of a way to practice pitching your work in person. We also administrate a couple of different literary prizes, probably the biggest one being the Rich Earl Prize that we do in partnership with Hachette. And that one is really great because it asks you to submit the first three chapters of your novel or your full-length work for consideration.
Yeah, I heard that one. Yeah.
Quite often for prizes they want a full manuscript, but yeah. This one it's the first three chapters, so it makes it quite accessible in terms of getting that many words. And the great thing is that, you know, the judging panel is often made up of a lot of publishers from Hachette, so it really is getting your work in front of them, and even people who've made the shortlist have gone on to, you know, get a publishing deal and things like that, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm also really interested in your journey to become a festival manager, and this might have been a question that to open with, but nearing the end of this conversation, I'd love to hear about what brought you to being a festival manager or director, and what keeps you there as well.
Yeah, sure. I actually started off my career writing for a magazine, and I was writing full-time as a job. It was almost by accident that once I finished up there, I just wanted to do something completely different because I was so tired and overwriting for a while because it was such an intensive schedule. So I actually got a casual job in ticketing at a theatre festival, which I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And from there, I got a job at a Brisbane festival as a program administrator working in the programming team. And it was really when I got that job and had this really interesting mix of working with artists but also working with logistics and, you know, being both creative and very practical that I felt like, oh, this is my place, this is what I'm good at. It's using those two different parts of my brain.
Yeah.
It gets to be in a really creative environment and be working with these amazing artists but also using, you know, spreadsheets and the organizing part of my brain. Really satisfied those two parts of my brain, so that's really what got me hooked at on festivals. And I made my way up through the ranks at Brisbane Festival. I ended up getting a job as company manager at Malthouse Theatre again. That was a lot of working directly with artists, doing casting and contracts, and very much looking after artists all the time, which I really loved, the direct contact with artists, and also working in artist development and those kinds of things. And after I'd worked in the theatre company, I decided I was ready to jump back into the festival world, so I did some work at Melbourne Fringe Festival and then over at Brunswick Mechanics Institute, which is a venue as part of Next Wave Festival, and expanded on my experience there, you know, doing some development work and also doing some producing work. And then when the opportunity came up at Emerging Writers Festival, I really jumped at the chance because I had all the skills from all the different parts of the different jobs that had led me up to this point, but hadn't, you know, sort of put them all together into one role.
Yeah, it all kind of fitted together.
Yeah, it fitted together, and I'd been a big fan of the Emerging Writers Festival coming along just as a participant since I'd moved to Melbourne, you know, in 2014, and it was an organisation I really admired, and it had really shared values in terms of developing emerging artists and also really championing their work and providing a platform for their voices, so that's what brought me here.
It's kind of like Dream gig.
Yeah, I know, right? Then I get to come here and visit you guys. This is the best.
And we've talked about how the nature of a festival changes over time, and they go through culture shifts across generations. And I was wondering, as a final question, your thoughts on what's the future of festivals? What do you think that looks like, and what does that hold? What challenges and rewards are in store for Australian literary festivals?
Yeah, hopefully a strong one. I think they're a really important part of the arts ecology. They're a very different opportunity and a different way of showcasing artists and their work. I think the great thing about festivals too is that they can be really responsive to what's happening elsewhere in the arts, in the world, in politics, can really take that on board.
Yeah.
and address that. So it feels like part of the exciting thing about festivals is they constantly sort of feel very relevant.
Yeah.
And reactive. And I think that's really exciting, but it also makes them, you know, quite nimble and being able to change and adjust and reflect, you know, new ideas and new voices. And there's certainly a lot of other organisations that are maybe not as interested in new voices that are interested in really championing people who are much more established. So certainly from Emerging Writers Festival perspective, we're in a very unique position in that we're a festival specifically for writers rather than readers. And it's very focused on, yeah, championing those authors and being responsive to the artists that are out there. And constantly being able to discover new things and new people and new perspectives and new writing, which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, love that idea that they shift and change and always have relevance, because they're always a product of their time, aren't they? And the place where they're in, but also the, like you say, the literary ecology and whatever's going on.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, the festival structure. You'll notice across a lot of different festivals that their form means that the artistic director will have a limited term, which is both, okay, you know,
like a politician.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's both like a bit of a curse, because they've got a limited time to really implement their vision and do what they really dream to do. But it also means that the festival is constantly bringing forward a new vision, and that's kind of exciting too, because there's always new opportunities to that come around in all the different festivals for new voices to come, and that also really embraces that idea of like new ideas coming through, new blood, fresh ideas.
It's almost like it's not just the writers in the festival that are emerging, it's the directors as well.
Yeah.
If there's a fresh one all the time, then that keeps the whole...
Absolutely, and succession is something that, you know, is part of our planning on how we can better pave the way for who can come next and who that might be, and, you know, maybe make the journey a little easier for the next person and keep refining that process. But it also means, yeah, periodically that opportunity comes up, which is amazing that, you know, the next artistic director could be in this room.
On that note, shall we leave it there for our chat and hand it over to the audience for questions? Anyone have a burning question? Any budding festival director? Yeah, I'll be back.
My question is, do you consider immigrants as well, like people who English is not their first language, but they write in English or the other sort of arts?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're interested in all kinds of perspectives. We've certainly done a whole range of events that are also focused on translation.
Mm-hmm.
And working, we had as part of Digital Writers Festival this year, for example, we partnered with Australian Poetry to present a Mexican anthology of poetry that was presented in English and in Spanish.
Bilingual edition.
Yeah, and
it's really cool.
And it was really beautiful.
Mm.
And I encourage you all to check it out. There's also some YouTube videos of the artists reading the poetry in their native tongue, and it's captioned in English, and it's just stunning.
Mm.
So yes, in short, yes, absolutely.
What's been your most enjoyable, most fun festival to curate or to be involved in?
That is a good question. As executive director, I guess I have slightly less say on the specific curation of the festival and more in like the overall strategy and guiding principles of the festival. Yeah, like I said, I just came on board in March, so my first Emerging Writers Festival was in June, and then we also had the Digital Writers Festival that just happened in the end of October, which is our online first festival. From next year onwards, we're going to start combining the two, so Emerging Writers Festival will have like a really strong digital stream. So that's a long way of saying I actually really love the Digital Writers Festival. We had a lot of webinars that and seminars and workshops that we scheduled, and people could tune in from wherever they were in the world, so it was really exciting to see someone from Delhi and like a journalism lecturer from Ireland tuning into these things we'd put together. There's always that thing where it feels in festivals like you invited everyone to your party and will they come? So it was really, really exciting with Digital Writers Festival, seeing the level of engagement, especially the idea of having like an online first festival. People still like, so where do I go? And you're like, the internet. I really loved the Digital Writers Festival. The website's still live with a lot of the projects and podcasts and things. It was a really, I'm very, very proud of that festival and who we could get involved. Like, we had Mitra Kaboli leading a webinar from her apartment in Brooklyn while we tuned in from Australia, and people were watching from the UK and New Zealand and things like that. And it was really cemented that idea of like having this conversation that was that was happening online, but with all these different people all over the world sort of putting their heads together and talking about different ideas was really amazing.
With the Ghost Digital Aid, it was something a bit different. And I know on the Emerging Writers Festival website, there was a criteria about how maybe you were looking at doing something wild and new, like a brand new, never done before. Can you tell us more about that? Or is it a bit abstract at the moment? Or do you have like an idea of what you might want to do in that regard?
Yeah, sure. I think we're keeping it quite broad at the moment. Something that we're really trying to encourage with our open artist call out is that writers don't just submit their work to us, is that they really tell us more about who they are and what they're really passionate about and what they want to talk about. Or if you've had this amazing idea about a collaborative project that you've been dying to do, the artist application is like that opportunity to tell us, because you know, we've got access to budget, and you know, we can make that happen. And so again, like I think sometimes with traditional festivals or submissions, you know, people expect that you submit your work and it speaks for itself. Like, yes, to a point, but we're also really interested in hearing about you and what your ideas are, because it's really exciting when artists come up with ideas, and you know, there might be an artist on the other side of the country who's had a similar idea where you can like match them up, or there's so many possibilities available to us. So we're really keen to hear about the kind of work that you would like to do.
Like you support the person as well as the artist, not just like
yeah, absolutely,
as a brand or as a name or
and again, it's about you know, really making sure that our festival is reflective of our community, and if our community has a really exciting project that they want to do, that we get excited about too, and we can, you know, make it happen. That's kind of the very broad definition of what we're talking about there is we're trying to leave it as open as possible, that if artists have ideas or things that they're really burning to do or talk about, that's the place to let us know and start that conversation.
Mm. You have a question?
So you've mentioned like poetry, you've mentioned like fiction, non-fiction, YA. Do you accept like other mediums as well, like screenplays and that sort of stuff? Or
yeah, we do. We are open to all genres. There's definitely an appetite for like screenplays or like more conventional plays and things like that. We're not prescriptive in terms of like the genre of writing. Certainly we've done script writing, screenplay, things before. We did a couple of festivals ago, maybe the last festival, we did like a 2-day workshop with you know, playwrights where they all got together and went and workshopped different new work and things like that. So we're very open to different genres and mediums.
And hybrid forms too, like graphic narratives?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Especially the fact that we've got access to, online stuff. As part of our festival this year, for example, we had an in-real-life zine fair, but then we also had an online digital zine fair. So we're really excited about like new forms and hybrid forms and things like that. Very into that, absolutely.
How about photography? Like, have you had exhibition like as part of the festival?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have a festival exhibition each year. So potentially photography could fit into that, because certainly it's a different way of telling a story. We do have an exhibition each year that is definitely more visual, but it needs to come back to that storytelling element. So yeah, potentially, yeah.
Time for one more question. If anyone's got no pressure, it doesn't have to be a good question. I'm probably going to have to ask it now that I just jinxed myself. what do you recommend if you're going to a festival and like you want to interact and ask a question at the festival, and do you have any tips for how to interact with writers or how to approach them in the bookstore room or like just etiquette, like what's the festival etiquette if we were to go to a festival?
I think the festival etiquette is if the if there's a writer that you want to talk to and they're not, you haven't snuck backstage to catch them in the green room, if they're in like the bookstore or around the festival, you absolutely can go up and introduce yourself and ask a question. With our ambassadors, for example, who are maybe some more established writers that people maybe admire or know of, absolutely take on the gig, knowing that their role is to lead and answer questions and answer queries. They're not there to be in a fancy roped off section away from everyone.
Mm.
That's definitely not how we do things at Emerging Writers Festival. So I would definitely encourage you to introduce yourself to people if you're coming along to the festival, even if it's just the person next to you and you don't even know if they're a writer. Chances are they will be, because our audience is largely writers. But I also think, yeah, people are coming to the festival, are sort of getting into the festival vibe and are there and are open to have a chat.
Mm.
I've had some great conversations at the festival, you know, with people who don't know that I'm the executive director. They're just having a chat about their work and what they've seen and what they're excited about. I had a really fun conversation with a crime writer who was telling me about all the gory stuff she needs to research to write her novels and all the gross stuff she looks up online. And it was really just a really fun way to get to know that artist
and going undercover.
Yeah, and about her work and her process and you know, just
I wonder if she deletes her search history.
She was definitely worried that she was on some government list.
It's funny you say that, because I wonder if the tenor of the conversation would have been different if she knew that you were the director of the festival. She might have been like in plug mode and trying to
maybe. Yeah. I did end up, you know, coming clean and saying who I was, but she didn't know anyone else there had been programmed in the festival and had come along to the party and didn't know anyone else. So I think she was happy to make a connection, and I was also able to introduce her to a couple of other people so that she had some other people to have a chat with as well, which was really nice. So yeah, I guess it's keeping in mind too that not everyone, you know, writers can be a bit shy and uncomfortable. You know, I can be a bit shy and uncomfortable introducing yourself to someone. They might know anyone either. So I would really encourage, you know, that's part of one of the super great benefits of a festival is the networking and the chatting and the sharing of experiences.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us tonight, and please everyone join me in thanking Alice Mewling.